song, Jason. Perfect song for the topic. Jerry Bader Show 1006, Jefferson Airplane. Want Somebody to Love. Have you seen Grace Slick lately? Jason, have you? Have you seen Grace Slick lately? Okay, that's all I got to say about that. Talking about California now has a law, and a lot of people are confused by this. Well, she has to sign a consent form. That brings up a civil issue. You can already sue for that under civil litigation. This would be a criminal penalty. It's called revenge porn. You're involved with someone. You break up. And it's usually he posting a nude photo of her online. Should it be against the law, or does making this a criminal penalty, does that violate free speech rights? To Nick on the road. Nick, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
If you're protecting the younger couples. Just think about it. Me and you, we're in a committed relationship. I've been married for 14 years. I get to see her naked every night before bed. Like, why do I need pictures taken of her?
Okay. But what if for whatever reason, one night you're like, hey, honey, can I just take a shot? And she says, yes. And then
she'd kill me.
Okay. Yes. Oh, okay.
But hypothetically, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay, you know, then, actually, you know what? We're going to just leave that there. She would kill you if he even suggested it. We're just going to leave that there. I want to share some of these emails. 406, not the first one. Start with, in regard to nude photos, the second one there, Jason. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jerry, I have just one thing to say to the ACLU. Your right to free speech does not supersede my right to privacy. Right, Steve. Go to the next one, Jason. Yeah. And a friend wrote that there was an expectation of privacy when these photos are taken. Well, that's a reason perhaps to sue, but should it be criminal, or does that violate free speech rights? And this is from a woman. Jerry, no, it shouldn't be against the law. When does the nanny state stop? It's a naked picture, and at the time, the permission was given. Then you break up? Well, then you do. I think people are so prudishly paranoid. If it happens, so what? It's a picture of you naked. Big deal. By the way, she puts N-E-K-K-I-D. That's why I'm pronouncing it that way. People need to stop worrying so much about what other people think. Then, is there a signed document? Again, that only goes to civil litigation. Jerry, I agree with the purpose of the law, but see a couple of flaws. First, as you have said, the guy owns the picture. I don't like the idea of the government telling me what I can do with my legally obtained property. Second, how do you determine intent? I have photos of my wife, not nude, that can be quite embarrassing. Would it be illegal for me to post those? Whenever you attempt to prove intent, it's a gray area. You can say that the result of my posting the photo was embarrassment and humiliation. You can't prove that was my intent. It becomes a legal wrestling match. I am morally opposed to posting pornographic materials. I just think these types of laws are based upon emotions and not the law of the Constitution. Go to the next one there, Jason. She writes, women here, I think there should not be a law. I love my husband, but I see no point in letting him have a nude picture of me on his phone or camera. He can see it in the flesh anytime. Phones and cameras are often borrowed or lost, and chances are they aren't always going to be in his possession. My brain tells me to be in a nude picture is not proper or doesn't serve any point, so therefore stay away. If someone is dumb enough to do it, trust or not, they put themselves out there and they can deal with the consequences. We can take more calls on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, but I'm going to tell you how I feel. Jason and I talked about this off the air, and we both agree on one thing. One, we would never ask our wives to do this. Two, if we did, they would both beat us to death. We're pretty sure on that, too. Okay. Yeah, right. We were in consensus on that, were we not? Yeah. So... In that regard, I know we have attorneys out there, people who think they're attorneys. I'm not going to take your word for it. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you what's going on right now. So, in any event, there's no way our wives would ever consent to this. They trust us. I hope they trust us. Combined, I think we've been married over 30 years between the two couples. How long have you guys been married? 11 years. Been married almost 35 years between the two of us. Our wives aren't stupid enough to do this. Here's another thing. I mean, both of our marriages, I know Jason and his wife, they're built on trust. And you and I aren't stupid enough to want to do this. That's exactly right. Does this law cover sexting? Does it cover, all right, he's got it in his phone and he sends it to 3,000 of his closest friends? We are embarking on a new era here where the laws cannot protect you from your own stupidity. Just can't. And the reality is, you can go ahead and make this a criminal penalty. You can do that. But there are people who are still going to do it. I don't care how long you've been married. I don't care if he says he loves you. I don't care what it is, or vice versa, and it can be vice versa. You're nuts. Unless you're okay with the whole world seeing your naked body, you are nuts if you let anyone take a picture of you naked in the 21st century. And I actually do, I don't think, I oppose this law. Because then, and here's why. Because here's where I think the slippery slope is. Someone said, well, nudity is different. Well, if my intent is to embarrass, if a guy catches his wife doing something embarrassing but doesn't involve nudity, why can't that be against the law then? Where do you draw the line? Gary D. in Pulaski. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, what about photoshopping?
Okay.
How is somebody going to prove that that is or isn't me or you? I think somebody can make me look like Clay Matthews if they took a little time to it.
I don't even think photoshopping can make me look like Clay Matthews. I don't even think that would work. But you make a really good point, though. All right, so if photoshopping your ex's head, Gary, you're actually onto something here. Suppose your ex is smoking hot, and because I know this drives Jason crazy, you put her head on Rosie O'Donnell's naked body. Okay, should be arrested for that. But but could you be arrested for that?
Well, and then. Prove that it is or isn't her, or him, whatever the case.
Yeah, that's really a good one, Gary. Thanks for the call. To Jim in Appleton. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I actually think that it should. Well, just hearing the last few conversations kind of making me undecided a little bit again. But I think it comes down to intent, malicious intent, and if you're trying to slam this person. With nudity to harm them, then I think that should. But you know, on the flip side of it, you did mention that you can always sue the person. So now I guess I'm undecided again.
Yeah, it is. Well, but you can always sue, though. I mean, you can, and that's the difference here. There's civil litigation, but here we're talking about criminal litigation. A friend makes another point. How do you, a state law that affects the internet, how do you enforce that? Across state lines. By the way, numerous reports that novelist Tom Clancy has passed away. Reports Hunt for Red October author Tom Clancy dies at age 66. Yeah, basically the Jack Ryan novels. And movies. Tom Clancy, apparently dead at the age of 66. Look, back to the topic as we wrap this up, that doesn't make people who do this any less of jerks or just rotten people, mind you. But as technology continues, and it's only going to continue to make it easier for people to be rotten, you're going to have to be smarter. That's really all there is to it. All right, I do want to get to the shutdown debate and some new elements of it in 5 minutes. It's 10:17.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.